You're listening to SBS News.
Australians are looking to buy locally, whether it's food, furniture or clothing. Research by Roy Morgan has found more than two-thirds of Australians would prefer to buy genuine Australian-made products than those made overseas. And that's good news for local designers like Sydney-based jewellery maker Molly Coombs-Ma. Miss Coombs-Ma's range of earrings pays homage to iconic Australian items like the Iced Vovo, Rainbow Paddle Pops and even the Ibis, or as it's commonly known, the bin chicken.
I make polymer clay jewellery inspired by Australiana. It's all kind of my favourite bits of Australia made into earring form. I think Australiana is quite daggy, and I think people are really embracing that now and pushing for it to be a little bit less daggy in a way. So in the same way that Jenny Key created all these beautiful clothes with funny koalas and stirred desert peas and made it high fashion, I think people are really drawn to that now, turning Kath and Kim fashion into everyday fashion.
The flexibility of selling online and at local makers' markets has helped Miss Coombs-Ma's business and social media following grow. But selling online has also exposed her business to copycats. It's an issue that's all too common for local independent designers. Recently, Miss Coombs-Ma discovered that someone is copying one of her favourite designs and mass-producing them overseas.
It's really sad to see that happening to small businesses, because you put so much time and love into a piece, and then to see someone copying it completely and making money when they haven't put any of that time or effort in is really sad. Someone took a photo of it and sent it to the maker, and she reproduced it digitally and cut it out with a laser cutter, so it's even got the small little handmade marks, which is what makes my pieces so unique, but she's done it on a mass scale.
Design protection is a grey area for independent designers wanting to safeguard their intellectual property. And Miss Coombs-Ma says trademarking her designs would be too expensive.
Protecting yourself against that sort of theft is quite difficult, especially in a design business. Fashion design itself isn't very well protected. I think you can trademark pieces, but it costs a lot of money.
Miss Coombs-Ma says despite the setback, she believes Australians are still more interested in buying genuine handmade local pieces than mass-produced products.
I definitely think that there's been a push for people shopping locally and also buying handmade and locally designed pieces in Australia. I think people are recognising the social and environmental impacts of fast fashion and buying overseas, and they really want to put their support behind Australian designers and makers.
Emma Lawson, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.